All right, so welcome back to another deep dive. But we're doing things a little differently today. You know how we usually like to, go deep on real world stuff?
Right.
Well, this time we're diving headfirst into fiction.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, into a world created by our buddy Inspector Story on Instagram.
Yeah.
You guys probably know him.
Yeah, I love their stuff.
Their stuff is wild.
It's really good.
And honestly,
Yeah.
we have no clue if this stuff is entirely made up or if there's
Right.
some AI magic going on behind the scenes.
Sure.
But that's part of the fun with this deep dive, right? Because everyone's going to
Exactly.
roll with it and see what kind of crazy insights we find.
Yeah.
It's kind of like we're just hanging out, shooting the shit about
Yeah.
a totally insane story.
I like it.
So the first story we're tackling is called
Okay.
The Door Beneath Grandfather's Grave.
Ooh, very gothic.
I mean, come on, that title alone just screams mystery, right?
Definitely intriguing.
So picture this, our main character, James. He is completely devastated after losing his grandfather,
Yep.
who he was super close with. Then out of the blue, he gets this letter from his grandpa, written before he died, telling him to dig under his grave.
What?
Can you believe that?
That's a very strange
I
request,
know, right?
especially from a dead relative's.
Totally out there.
Oh.
But James, being the devoted grandson he is, decides to follow those instructions.
Okay.
And guess what?
What?
He finds an old, creepy wooden door buried right there.
Whoa, hold on. Now we're talking. Like,
Okay.
what is behind that door?
I know.
So many possibilities.
Part of me wants to go full treasure hunter mode and say it's a chest overflowing with gold and jewels.
Yeah.
But that feels kind of cliche, you know?
Right.
Maybe it's something way more sinister,
Okay.
like a secret society lair straight out of Dan Brown novel. Or what if it's some crazy time portal situation?
Time portal. That's a good one.
Right.
Yeah.
But I mean, if we try to step into the grandfather's shoes for a sec, maybe his intentions weren't about something glamorous or, exciting.
Yeah.
Maybe it was more about protecting something,
Okay.
hiding a family secret, or even some dark part of his past, you know? These themes of legacy and hidden truth,
Right.
they're pretty common in storytelling.
Definitely.
Yeah.
That's a classic for a reason.
For sure. And who knows what was really going through his head? I mean, people are saying the story could be totally made up.
Sure.
They might be right.
Right.
But even if it's fiction,
Yeah.
that doesn't mean we can't have some fun with it and explore all the possibilities.
Absolutely.
Right.
It's all about the journey.
I mean, that's the beauty of a good story.
Someone even suggested we channel our inner Mulder and Scully and go full X-Files on this one,
I love that.
which I am so down for.
Me too. Let's embrace
Aw.
the mystery and see where it leads us.
Amen.
So, if we're going with that protecting something angle, what could it be?
Ooh.
Family heirlooms, a long lost will,
Yeah.
maybe something way more intense.
Dude, what if it's evidence of a crime
Ooh.
or proof of like a hidden identity?
Yeah.
Now we're talking.
This is getting good.
This is where it gets juicy.
Yeah, this is where my brain starts to go into overdrive.
Yeah.
Okay, before we get too lost in the grandfather's secrets, let's shift gears to the second story.
Okay.
It's called The Wake Me Up, the Ken Dolliman story.
Interesting title.
Buckle up. This one takes a musical turn.
Woo, I'm
So
intrigued.
this one's about a guy named Ken Dolliman who's feeling totally down in the dumps.
Okay.
Then, like a freaking miracle, he hears George Michael's Wake Me Up Before You Go on the radio.
Nice.
And bam, his mood instantly skyrockets.
Wow, talk about the power of music.
It's like the song was a jolt of pure joy.
I've definitely had those
Oh,
moments.
for sure. Who hasn't, right?
Yeah.
So Ken and his friends, they decide to celebrate this newfound happiness,
Okay.
which sadly ends up leading to a tragic accident.
Oh no.
It's a roller coaster of emotions, to say the least.
Yeah, it goes from like pure elation to sudden tragedy.
Yeah.
It does sound a little far-fetched.
Yeah, some folks are calling BS on the story.
Right.
I get it. It does push the boundaries of believability a bit.
Yeah.
But hey, isn't that what makes it so interesting to dissect?
For sure.
Like we're trying to figure out the puzzle pieces of a story that might not even be real.
I like it.
And knowing our friend Inspector Story, there's got to be some deeper meaning hidden in there somewhere.
Oh, absolutely. They never disappoint.
Right.
Let's dig in and see what we can find.
Let's do it.
I'm ready. I feel like they're just messing with us, you know? Like making us question what's real and what's not.
Oh, yeah.
And honestly, that's what makes their work so captivating.
Right.
Yeah.
There's always that, like, what the hell is going on here?
Yeah.
That keeps you on the edge of your seat.
Totally.
Okay, but here's what I find super interesting.
Okay.
Think about the connection between these two stories.
All right.
We've got these like unexpected discoveries,
yeah,
right? The
yeah.
hidden door, mood boosting song. And they both lead to these like massive consequences for the character.
Oh, you're so right.
Like, it's crazy.
That is.
It's like there's this underlying current of fate versus choice running through both narratives.
Ooh, I like that.
Right.
Yeah.
Did James and Ken really have control over what happened to them?
Right.
Or were they just swept along by forces they couldn't even comprehend?
Yeah. Were they just puppets in their own stories?
That's a damn good question.
It is.
And it brings up that whole debate about,
yeah,
you know, are these stories even real?
Right.
Which, honestly, we might never know.
Yeah.
But, you know, someone commented, obviously this story is not real, but doesn't mean we can't have a little fun with it.
Exactly.
And I'm totally with them on that.
I agree.
Like,
right.
Real or not,
right,
it's the emotions, you know, the what ifs that make these stories stick with you.
It's true.
Like that image of the door under the grays.
Yeah.
That's some powerful imagery. Oh,
totally. It's like they're holding up a mirror to our own lives, making us think like, how would I react in that situation?
Whoa.
Would I dig up my grandfather's grave if he told me to?
Right.
Would I chase that feeling of pure joy from a song, even if I knew it might lead to something bad?
Yeah. Would you risk it all?
Exactly.
For that feeling.
For that hit of dopamine.
Yeah.
It makes you question your own choices and the forces that shape your life.
Man, that's deep. And that's what I love about Inspector Story stuff.
Yeah.
It's not just about the plot. It's about the questions that they raise, the way they get under your skin and make you think.
Absolutely.
What about you guys listening? What stands out to you about these stories? What parts resonate with you or make you curious?
Hit us up in the comments.
Yeah, we'd love to hear your take on this.
Let's get a conversation going.
Yeah, let's talk about it.
We're all about exploring these crazy ideas together, even if it means going down some weird rabbit holes.
All right, so going back to that crazy detail in the first story.
Okay.
The door under the grave?
Yeah.
What if it doesn't even lead to a physical space?
Ooh, interesting.
What if it's more of a metaphor for something deeper?
I like where you're going with this.
Like unlocking a hidden part of himself.
Okay.
Maybe that door represents facing his grief head on.
Mm-hmm.
Confronting family secrets or embracing his grandfather's legacy.
Whoa, dude, that's mind-blowing. I never thought about it like that.
In a way he never thought possible.
Yeah, it totally adds another layer to the whole story. Maybe the door isn't about a physical destination,
right?
But like a journey of self-discovery.
Exactly. And maybe we can tie that back to the Ken Dolliman story too.
Oh, okay. How so?
What if the life-altering event wasn't just the accident?
Right.
But the whole shift in his perspective that happened when he heard that song.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
It's like that song opened a door inside of him.
Interesting.
Leading to a whole new way of seeing the world.
Holy shit. You're right.
All right.
It's like both of these stories are less about literal events and more about internal transformations.
Totally.
The door and the song become these catalysts for personal growth, even if that growth comes at a price.
Ooh.
Damn, Inspector Story is really playing with some deep themes here.
They are right.
Yeah.
And that price, maybe it's not always a bad thing.
True.
Sometimes even a tragedy can like shake you up.
Right.
And make you see things differently.
Yeah, make you reevaluate.
Like maybe it forces you to confront something you've been avoiding.
Mm-hmm.
Or helps you appreciate life on a whole new level.
Damn, that's some heavy stuff, but you're totally right.
I know, right?
It's like that saying, sometimes you have to lose yourself to find yourself.
Ooh, I like that.
Maybe that's what Inspector Story is trying to get at here.
Like, yeah.
These stories are about those moments of transformation.
Mm-hmm.
Those unexpected twists and turns that force us to grow and evolve.
Yeah.
Even if it's painful.
Even if it's hard. That's a really interesting way to look at it.
That is.
It makes me wonder, what are those doors and songs in our own lives?
Ooh, that is the question.
What are the things that have shaken us up, made us reevaluate everything, and ultimately led us to where we are today?
Man, that's a question we could spend hours dissecting.
No, right?
But I think it's a good one for our listeners to ponder.
For sure.
What are those pivotal moments that have shaped their lives for better or for worse?
Yeah.
It's all about reflecting on those experiences and seeing how they've shaped who we are.
Absolutely. I mean, that's the beauty of a good story, right?
Yeah.
It makes you think, feel, and connect with something deeper within yourself.
Absolutely.
And even if the story isn't real in the traditional sense,
right,
the emotions it evokes,
yeah,
the questions it raises, those are as real as it gets.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Right.
Inspector Story has a real talent for tapping into those universal truths that resonate with all of us, regardless of whether the story is factual or fictional.
For sure. And knowing our friend,
yeah,
I bet they're loving this whole conversation.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, they're big fans of the podcast.
They are.
And they even mentioned they're just trying to have some fun with these stories, which I totally respect.
Totally, I get it.
Yeah.
And I bet they're getting a kick out of hearing us overanalyze their work.
Oh, 100%.
I mean, that's kind of what we do, right?
That's what we do.
We take these ideas and we run with them, see where they lead us.
We go deep.
We go deep, exactly.
It's all about the exploration and the fun of dissecting these narratives.
I'm here for it.
Me too. And sometimes a little fun is all we need.
Absolutely.
Especially in a world that can feel so serious and heavy all the time.
Agreed.
So thanks to Inspector Story for giving us some lighthearted material to dive into today.
Cheers to that.
Yeah.
It's been a blast exploring these fictional worlds with you.
Likewise.
Yeah, it really makes you think, doesn't it? How, like, these stories, even if they're made up, can spark such deep thoughts.
I know, right? Like, it just goes to show you the power of a good story.
Yeah.
Whether it's, like, passed down for generations or, you know, shared on social media, stories have this incredible ability to connect us and challenge us and make us see the world in new ways.
Absolutely. And shout out to Inspector Story for creating these mind-bending narratives.
Yeah.
You know, they're actually a huge fan of the podcast.
I know. Isn't that cool?
Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
They even mentioned that they just wanted to create something lighthearted and fun.
Right.
Which I totally respect.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes a little lighthearted fun is exactly what we need, especially when the world feels so damn heavy.
Couldn't agree more. And I think they'd be stoked to know we're taking their stories seriously.
Oh, for sure.
Even if we're also kind of having a blast picking them apart.
Yeah, for sure. Who knows? Maybe they'll even join us on the podcast someday.
Dude, yes. That would be a killer episode.
That would be awesome.
I would love to have them on and, like, dive into their creative process.
Yeah.
But for now, we want to thank you, dear listeners, for joining us on this slightly different kind of deep dive.
Yeah, thanks for coming along for the ride.
We had a blast exploring these fictional worlds, and we hope you did too.
Definitely check out Inspector Story on Instagram if you haven't already. Their page is like a goldmine of bizarre and thought-provoking tales.
That's wild.
It's so good. And if you have any thoughts or theories about what we talked about today, hit us up in the comments. We're always down to hear what you guys think.
For sure. We love getting those comments and, you know, keeping the conversation going. And just a heads up, next time we'll be back to our usual format, going deep on some fascinating real-world topics.
Yes, sir.
But hey, who knows? Maybe we'll sprinkle in a little more fiction here and there.
Always got to keep it interesting.
You never know what we might uncover. So until then, stay curious, keep exploring, and we'll catch you on the next deep dive.
Peace out, everyone.